All right, my kiddos, I have a story for you. We're going to eat. No, we're not eating today. Well, we will, but not now. All right, how many of you like the beach? Oh, I love the beach. Even on gloomy days like this, I think it's beautiful to be at the beach. So I brought my beach towel because we're going to pretend I'm at the beach today. We're all at the beach. Tropical. We'll pretend we're at the Bahamas today. And one of my favorite things to do at the beach, my family loves to be at the beach, but you know what I love to do? Sometimes we go camping at the beach, and I love to just sit there and listen to the ocean. How many of you have done that? Just listen to the waves crashing. Yeah, isn't it beautiful? And I think it is so powerful, right? Sometimes those waves crash down, it's like, and you think, whoa, that was really powerful. But then sometimes it's peaceful. And you just go, wow, that's so peaceful. The ocean can be powerful and peaceful all at the same time. And it makes me think, that's how God is, right? Like, I can't not be at the ocean and not think of God. And so we love to sit and listen and watch, you know, the ocean, the waves crash and play in the water. Love the beach. And one of the other things we love doing at the beach is having picnics at the beach. Food just tastes extra good at the beach. I don't know if it's the sand that gets in our food, but it just tastes really good. That watermelon's like extra juicy. Your mouths are watering. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah. It just tastes so yummy. And one of the other things we like to do as a family when we go to the beach is collect seashells. How many of you take long walks on the beach and collect seashells? Yeah, we were just there a couple weeks ago, and we found some really neat seashells, and we just went on a long walk, probably a few miles. We didn't even realize how far we had gone. We'll leave those there. And we love to collect seashells at the beach, and then I bring them home. But one of my favorite things to do is play in the sand. How many of you like playing in the sand? Yeah. And sometimes it's nice and warm sand. Sometimes it's cold, wet sand. I'm going to pour a little bit of sand in here because I want to show you something. You see a seashell in there. Look at that. And one of the things I love about the beach, oh, that's nice and cool. We might have to go to the beach this week, is the impression that it leaves. If I put my fingers in there, do I leave a print there? Yeah. Is there an imprint in there? Yeah. And you know, one of the reasons I think I really, really love the beach is because when I was a little girl, my mom had on the wall this poem called Footprints. And I used to read it myself to sleep every night. I used to hang in my bedroom. And I loved reading it over and over and over. And I didn't really know the true meaning of it, but I knew the story really well. And as I got older, I really learned what it meant. And so the beach reminds me of this poem. And so I'll tell you really quickly what this poem was about. It was about this man, and he walked on the beach. And he would walk with God on the beach. Can you imagine walking with God on the beach? Do you know you do? You just don't know it. Yeah. And so he walks on the beach with God, and he sees two sets of footprints. Do you see my fingers making these little footprints, if we can pretend? Right? And so he sees these sets of footprints, and he looks back, and he sees footprints, 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 his and God's, his and God's. But then he realizes that when he is having a really difficult time in life, family isn't doing well, there's maybe some sick family, there's maybe some financial hardships, there's lots of stuff going on. He looks back on his life during those times, and you know what he sees? Only one set of footprints. And he goes, wait a minute. It was those times that were most difficult in my life when I really, really needed God. I needed him to walk with me, and he didn't. I only see one set of footprints. God, why did you let me down? Why is it that when I needed you most, I only saw one set of footprints? Do you know what God's response is to that? It was then that you needed me most that I carried you. So he wasn't holding his hand anymore. God was holding him in his arms, right? So he was carrying him. He was making sure that he had him safe in his arms. And so I want you to think about that. When you go to the beach next time or anywhere that you can see footprints, I love making footprints in the sand. When you think of that, I want you to remember that when you need God most, he never, ever lets you down. He carries you during those difficult times. He is always with us. When is he with us?
Always.
Yes. So don't ever forget that, okay? I asked Tyler if he would give us a special prayer today on that. You good, bud? Okay.
Bow your head and close your eyes. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for always being there for us, and I want to thank you for carrying us in your arms when times are good or bad. And I thank you that hopefully we can bless the children's offering, that it can bless our schools and our children, Lord. In your heavenly name we pray, through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, my kids, here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab baskets, and I want you to flash those big smiles. Let me see them. Let me see them. Toothless and all. Those are the best. And you go over there, and you look at them, and you say, thank you. Okay? Good job.